Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, now to our college football, Christini, where we have a new favorite to be the Michigan head coach.
Is it Jed Fish?
It is. Yeah. Actually.
Did you see Jed Fish's rambling statement again?
Oh, man.
No.
Dude, this guy.
He's not good at this.
He is just.
He's a weirdo.
He is.
But he, so it started as Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah.
And then he continues to say not interested, and yet people seem to still want to link him to the job. But
yeah.
He is no longer the favorite. Then it was Kenny Dillingham. Mm-hmm. Now, Dillingham apparently has not signed his deal, but has a deal in place to stay at Arizona State.
So if you've listened to, so I'm kind of trying to pay attention to this stuff. And by the way, DeBoer gave a Jed Fish kind of press conference where he was the very non-committal, and it was so bad that they had to release a statement through the Alabama Collective saying, no, I plan on being here. It still seems pretty wishy-washy. Fish gave the worst answer I've ever heard in my entire life. Basically, Jed Fish said, if Michigan offers me the job, I'm gone. Dillingham has basically now openly said that he's using this as leverage against Arizona State. He wants Arizona State to step up and make commitments. And it's not just about him. Obviously, he wants money, but he wants NIL. He wants coaches' salaries to be bumped up. And he's not really shy about it. He's basically telling Arizona State, put up or shut up. But even, Dillingham is potentially still on the table if he doesn't get what he wants from Arizona State.
You think that'd be a good hire if they got Dillingham?
I do. I'd rather have it than Fish.
Well, yeah.
Although Fish would be finally, I would think, at Michigan. Like, he's like the evil clown Pennywise. This would be his final form.
Fish would last 3 years there. Not even three. He would last 2.5 years there.
They can him, you think?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Dude. Oh, my God. What is it about Jed Fish that we get boners over? Why?
I don't know.
He's not terrible, but he's not. Dude, college football is whack.
By the way, someone asked him if he was interested in the job, basically, and this was his quote. I'm fully focused on our team. I think our team worked really hard this whole week, and we gave everything we had, and we played at a very high level because of that. That's all I will say on that. Just say you want the Michigan job. Someone asked Jed Fish, are you interested in the job? Our team played really hard, and I'm focused on that.
Michigan is not going to give him that job.
I wouldn't think so, but if he... And here's the thing. I think if you're a Washington fan, you know this ends. Like, this is such a weird spot. Like, Jed Fish came, he stabilized the program, he had a good year, this not great, but good, and you have your best recruiting class you've had in years. You've got a young quarterback that you hope can take the next step next year. So, like, there's these, like, positive vibes going for UW, and yet everyone knows that it's a matter of time. whether it's this year or next year. Fish is gone. He doesn't want to be there. His wife doesn't live there. Like, everyone knows this is ending. So if you're Washington, you're just trying to have it land in a spot that doesn't screw you over. And I feel like this year kind of screws you over because the carousel's already kind of finished at this point. So it's just this weird thing where everyone knows this is a temporary, this is a temporary fix. It's a, you got divorced and both of you got divorced and this is the rebound, but you know, it's not going to last.
What if he gets stuck there though? What if it's the opposite and no one wants him and he's just Washington coach forever?
That man, if you told me the over under is a year and a half, I'm telling you, take the under. He will
Dude,
not.
If you told me the over under was a day and a half, I'd take the under.
So I just don't know if you're Michigan at this point, where else you go? Like, Dillingham is holding Arizona State hostage. And yes, I would. The Dillingham hire is good. Dillingham, I think, is what you want in today's modern game. He's a psycho. He works really hard. He's a bright offensive mind. He engages everybody. And at Michigan, he'll have all the resources in the world. I do kind of enjoy, too, that he's blackmailing his institution.
Did you say psycho?
Yeah, he's psycho. You know, he runs on white monsters in Zen. Yeah. So I think Dillingham's good. If you're Michigan, I think Fish is... The only good thing if you're Michigan and you get Fish, I do think you're getting a good coach that's a decent program builder, that's a smart guy, that I don't think would leave. I think Michigan, he might actually want to stay because
dude,
Michigan's a really good job.
He'll never beat Ohio State.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And he will lose. He will go 8-5 and he will get canned in a year and a half.
Yeah, I could see
it's
that.
Not, it's just, it's the most predictable thing ever.
But
get
if it's,
out of here
if
with
it's not
Fish.
Dillingham and it's not Fish, I don't know where Michigan goes. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't know who would be next. The mentor guy never pops up anymore.
No, my guess is he's not real interested. I saw Harbaugh was making the rounds today, and he did say that Sean Moore is consulting God, though, so we're good.
Well, he said that's important.
Yeah, he's seeking.
You have to do that.
Seeking God.
That's an important part of the process.
Yeah, but
it's healing.
It doesn't sound like there's an NFL guy that mentor that really is there. So I don't know. I don't know where they go, unless they want to go like coordinator. Like a coordinator for a team that's still playing.
Who would that be?
I don't know. Like, you know, Joe Brady's out there. I'm trying to think if there's another coordinator that's hot that's still in the playoffs that might have something. But it really feels like right now the only two names that are getting bounced around are Fish, DeBoer, and Dillingham. And if you believe DeBoer is off the table, that leaves Dillingham, and you're going to have to wait for him to make up his mind. And then are you settling on Jed Fish? And if you're Jed Fish, what does that feel like? You're like, good enough.
Yeah, Kalshi now has Dillingham the favorite.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if you've seen any of it. Like I said, go look up his press conferences. They're kind of weird.
Yeah, he had the first one where he cried.
Yeah.
He's like, I love it here, man.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, he's not going anywhere. And it's still not signed. And he's like, well, you know, it's good school, but Well, they're going to need to step up.
Yeah, he's asking for a lot, and I'm not certain that Arizona State can. I'm not certain that Arizona State can do what he
Jed Fish
wants.
To Arizona State.
I almost feel bad for UW fans. I really do, because like, because the thing, that's a good program. It's the third best job on the West Coast, and you're kind of being held hostage by a guy in a visor that doesn't want to be there, but is pretty good, and he's selling you a bill of goods, but you know it's going to end, but you can't really have it end now, but you kind of want to get it over with. And
who would Washington hire if he left?
I have no idea. Again, that's the hardest part, is most of these guys have already signed big extensions. If Michigan's struggling to find a job, find a coach, my guess is Washington's going to be even worse. So if you're Washington, you honestly just have to...
Do you wait?
Yeah, you wait.
You just get an interim in there, try to keep as many kids, and then...
And just kind of see
wait till the cycle starts again?
Kind of see where it goes.
Because they got deboard. I mean, they got kind of hosed.
Yep.
I mean, they had a guy. Yep. He just, you know...
Yep.
He the one job... Well, I don't know about one, but...
One of the best
one
jobs.
One of the best jobs in the... In football opened and he left.
Yep.
But, and so then you had, that's why you had to get fit. So the Fish thing, they didn't, come on, they didn't really want Fish.
No,
right?
He just
Fish
was
a nice,
it was a stabilizing, it's the best we can do at this point.
At that time, yeah. But he wasn't. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing in the world if he left.
No, I just
They'll
think,
be fine.
I just think if you're Washington and you don't have the break glass in case of emergency, these are our coaches. And I'm talking this year, next year. This is inevitable, and so have a plan because it's going to happen. It's just a matter of, it is not if, it is just when Fish leaves. So don't get caught with your pants down and have a list of people ready to go. In fact, I would, if you do have a guy that you think will take your job that you like, maybe you encourage Jed Fish. Maybe you try to sacrifice the other. You know, like you start talking crap on the other candidates. So Michigan does take Fish, you can go hire your guy.
Kurt Cignetti won Coach of the Year back-to-back.
Yeah.
First to ever do that.
Yep.
And the only other coaches to win two Coach of the Year awards were Gary Patterson, Brian Kelly, and Nick Saban.
It's pretty good company. Hey, Brian Kelly's out there.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
I guess he is out there. Yeah.
Washington goes snag
Look,
him up.
I know
that
he's,
would be odd.
He's an ass, but...
He's a good coach.
Boy, I tell you what, Brian Kelly in Washington?
Yeah. You get some big names there, that's for sure, players-wise.
And the other thing, too, is would Brian Kelly finally just, at his age, too, just actually
that's
be
his
happy?
Last
and
job.
It's his last job, and he sits there, and he's like, okay, we're good.
Just don't give the man a scissor lift.
No, especially in the high winds there off the lake. You got to be careful about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.